Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 27, Turn Ideas into Action. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. Earl opens this episode with a blunt reminder. Ideas are cheap. Action is hard. He illustrates this with a story from his own experience. People would regularly write him and send him letters saying, "I've got a great idea," and say something like, "If you develop it and implement it and distribute it, I'll cut you in on the profits." Earl's point is obvious and devastating. Ideas matter, but until someone is willing to do the work of developing and implementing them, they don't amount to much. It really struck me. An idea only becomes real when you try to execute it. Because it's only in doing the thing that you discover what needs to change. Reality forces revision. Action reveals flaws, constraints, and improvements that thinking alone never will. This leads to the second major idea of this episode, serendipity. Earl defines serendipity as the good things that happen to a person while taking a bold course of action. I love that definition, and it rings true in my own life. New opportunities, relationships, and ideas have almost never appeared while I was waiting or sitting around. They showed up when I was doing something, often something imperfect or uncomfortable or uncertain. And that got me thinking about our current moment. In an age of constant distraction, of screens in our hands and endless streams of content, are we experiencing less serendipity than we used to? How many opportunities don't appear because we're walking through life staring at our devices, then going home and watching another episode of something? No great Netflix series is about people staring at their phones. Get out there. Be bold. Put yourself in motion. That's where serendipity lives. Earl then answers a question people ask endlessly. How do I become successful? The answer for him is one word. Prepare. Preparation is not glamorous. It's long hours, repeated effort, and showing up day after day, week after week, year after year. And when success finally arrives, people often call it luck. But luck had very little to do with it. Preparation creates the conditions where success can appear. What looks like good fortune from the outside is almost always the result of sustained, invisible effort. In the final section, Earl encourages us to get lost. He's describing what would later be called the flow state. It's those moments when you are deeply immersed in meaningful work that time seems to disappear. You're not watching the clock. You're not checking notifications. You're fully present. He captures this idea beautifully with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. See how the masses of men worry themselves into nameless graves, while here and there a great unselfish soul forgets himself into immortality. That line stopped me. There's a kind of immortality in losing yourself in worthwhile work, in contributing something beyond your own comfort or distraction. So episode 27 leaves me with this reminder. Ideas need action to matter. Bold movement invites serendipity. Preparation beats luck every single time. And the deepest satisfaction comes from getting lost in meaningful work. Don't just think, do. And then keep doing. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.